We now come to the event that for the emerging leader is one of the most dynamic events that takes place in their lives. And that is the designing of the summer day camp. All year long, ideally, the emerging leaders have been working with elementary kids. They've met with them weekly. They've taken turns leading. They've evaluated, and they've looked at what they're doing. How effective were they? How did the kids respond? They've learned through this experience. But then something happens in January of the year. That's about 4 or 5 months before the event happens. 4 or 5 months before the event happens, they apply and are accepted into the staff for the summer day camp. It is not a given. They have to apply and be accepted into it. They have to want to do it, because that is going to occupy their time over the next 4 or 5 months. Just as a comment, I have been in churches that have wanted to do youth development and develop youth leaders. One of the challenges I think they have is that they don't give it enough time. They don't give it enough time. You can develop leaders. Leadership can take place. It can emerge. Actually, young people who don't believe they can lead, once they discover it, they are excited. But they're not going to discover it a day or a week or even a month before you're asking them to do something. They have to grow into it, and that involves time. So, for the emerging leaders who are going to be developing the summer day camp, we start 4 or 5 months ahead of time. We recruit them in January. Toward the end of January, they all come together and they decide on a theme. They pick a theme. And then they begin to work. Once they've decided on a theme, the theme is determined by, can we do all the components of a summer day camp using this theme? And once they all agree, then they move forward with the planning. They plan by putting together, they have to put together a curriculum. They have to decide on the various activities. They have to decide what classes are they going to teach. Each of them or each team will be leading a class. We'll split the summer camp into as many classes as we have, and kids will rotate through all of their classes. And so their great responsibility is to design those classes. And so it's a major, major thing. If you see up here these little stickies, the first meeting we have, let me step back for a minute. They continue to meet with their elementary kids once a week. And they continue to meet as emerging leaders. They meet together weekly for Bible study and life study. They do all of that. But something else is added starting in January, and that is they meet once a month. Usually it's a Saturday morning for 3 hours, and that's when they devote their time to developing the summer day camp. Let me tell you about this. We start off with an activity called stickies. They've already decided on a theme, and now they have to think about what are the components of the camp. And so some different, we take certain different sheets and put them up on the board. There'll be a sheet there that says, here's a summer camp. And it'll have names of different aspects of the camp. Could be crafts, media, sports, history, photography, books, cuisine, different kinds of classes, things they've talked about. We put them on a piece of paper, and then we blow it up, and we put it on the wall. Then we discuss a little bit. This is in the first meeting. Talk a little bit. What kind of things should we do in the classroom, at the day camp? What activities should we do? What classes can we teach? What subjects can we teach? What would be of interest to them? So they talk about it. They discuss it amongst themselves. And then they're each given a stack of stickies. And then they begin what is really, in essence, a 10-minute brain dump. They have to spend, and it's for 10 minutes, and they're timed, every idea they have, they have to put down the sticky and set it aside. One idea per sticky. And during this time, myself or another leader will be walking around the table, picking up their stickies, their ideas, and putting them on this sheet. Then 10 minutes is up, pencils are down, we look at all of them. We pull each sticky off, we read it, and then everybody decides, well, I think it goes here. So we have a second sheet, and we take that sheet and we put them where they belong. We also have a camp components sheet, and we have a learning center sheet. And any idea where we all decide where it fits the best, and then we put it on there. When all is said and done, you're looking at those sheets, and we all see that about 80% of the guts of the camp program, they've already been decided. And the beauty is, it is by their design. So they walk away saying, we just designed this. We have just designed a three-week, four-week summer day camp, and now the work really begins. But the idea for you as a leader is that you sketch, they color. You map out the general idea, the framework of the day camp. And then when you do that, let me get to that. See later. Okay. After you've done that, they're the ones that color it in. And so that is that first Saturday morning meeting sets the tone for what happens after that. After that, they spend they continue working with the kids, but now the most important thing they do is to prepare for their learning centers. They will each teach anywhere from 12 to 15 classes in the summer. Now, they'll only be about 25 minutes long, and then because the camp is they're cycling through their class. But they each get a room, and they design that room. If their theme is poetry, then that room is theirs. They have to decorate it so that when kids walk in there, maybe they'll see poetry on the walls. Maybe they'll see pictures of poets on the wall. They're encouraged to be creative, but they have to decide on what that learning center, what those classes are, and then those are the ones that they need to lead. So we train them, because you must know exactly what you're going to do. From the time the first kid walks into your classroom to the time the last kid leaves, you must know exactly what you're going to do. Because if you are not prepared for those classes, you know, a kid knows, they can sniff fear. They can tell when you're not prepared. And for third through fifth graders, when they sniff that, we tell kids, you might get tarred and feathered in your class. And guess what? Here's the key. No one will save you. You are the leader in that class. No one is going to take that leadership away from you, which means if you fail, you will fail. Now, It's only 25 minutes. You can brush the tar and feathers off and try it again. And then you can always start again the next day. But it is you are responsible for that class. And so this is what happens. They sketch this out. This small picture here, you can't see it. It's in the book. But this is a week at a glance of what the entire camp will look like, the schedule, the flow of the camp. And the emerging leaders are responsible for making sure that all of that works. When you go through all of that, when they complete the summer camp, they have gone from the beginning of the year being perhaps, if they're new, being lethargic, not sure they can lead, but they want to give it a try. And they come in and they try and they begin to slowly learn from working with the kids, learning how to work with the kids, coming in mid-year and saying, okay, I'll try being an emerging leader and lead the summer day camp. And so then they get encouraged. They come up with crazy ideas sometimes. They'll say, well, what if we tried this for a class? And they laugh as if it's not going to work. But those of us that are leaders say, wait a minute, let's think about this. Maybe it will work. So the idea is to take their ideas and make them come to fruition, make them come alive. So we do that. We tell them, do not lecture. Do not lecture. You need to be creative. Use illustrations, stories, music, whatever. But your classroom for 25 minutes needs to be an exciting time. And it's amazing. You'd be amazed. As creative as they are, at the end of each day of summer day camp, we would ask the kids, what did you learn? It's amazing the things that they learned. And the key is, they're learning them from the emerging leaders. Many a kid has come up and said to an emerging leader, I want to be like you someday. So it really is amazing. So this is the summer camp. It doesn't have to be a camp. It could be a vacation Bible school. It could be whatever you want. But it has to be something where your high schoolers are working with kids who are younger than them and that they have the ability to map it out, design it. It's their ideas that have come to life. That's important. Then there is the missions trip, taking leadership on the road. And as I said before, you complain you have no shoes until you meet someone with no feet. So you need to be involved in some, you want them involved in some kind of activity where they can take their skills and apply them in another place. I have taken emerging leaders to another site, to a ministry, and I've just said, hey, lead this place. And by the time they get to the place to where they're doing the missions, they can do exactly that. They know how to lead, and they're anxious to apply their skills to another context that they might serve others. It really is amazing. I want to end this with some exhortations to an emerging leader. One summer, as I looked at our emerging leaders, and I thought through the different things we were saying to them and encouraging them, I wrote those down, and I wanted to share them with you. The first exhortation is, you are the leader. It's your class. If you need something, inform the adult sitting in the corner. We'll get it for you. If a child is disruptive, ask your adult partner will remove the child from your class. We will follow your instructions to assist and support you. But you are the leader. We will not undermine that leadership by rescuing you. Do not worry, win or lose, succeed or fail, we'll be there afterwards to advise and prepare you for greater success tomorrow. A classroom focus. Where there is no vision or direction, the people perish. They're unrestrained. Your job, emerging leader, is to give directional leadership to your class. People are less likely to look sideways if they are focused on what's in front of them. So own your classroom. Give it directional leadership, and you will remove 75% or more of the potential discipline problems before they even start. Know your role. At any given moment, you are either leading or supporting the leader. You are modeling one of these two roles at all times. Always identify the leader. If you are the leader, lead. We will support you. Courageous love. How does love, seeking the other person's highest good, impact our response to the problem child? Can we convince them to change their behavior for their own good as well as the good of the group? If we cannot, or if they are unable to change, do we love them enough to make the tough decision? If our context is not working for them, then let's courageously and lovingly direct them to something better. And then finally, principled leadership. Curriculum, planning, discipline problems, games, leading. Where is God in all of this? Must the name of Jesus be spoken for Him to be present? His presence should run deep. God is in the principles and motivations that determine your actions. Jesus is in the details because He is behind the details. So be principled in carrying out your responsibilities. Then, when you speak God's name, you give the children you serve something tangible. They will see Him in you, your actions, and the program that you lead.